Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary, was not the biological father of Jesus. In fact, no man was the biological father of Jesus. And if Jesus had a human father, then Christianity would be a false religion. This truth is essential to understanding the sacred mystery of Christmas. A virgin conceived by the Holy Spirit and brought forth a son who is both God and man. Everything that a human father would ordinarily contribute to the conception of this child came directly from God when Mary, with her free consent, was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, as described by the angel Gabriel at Nazareth, 9 months before the birth of the Lord Jesus at Bethlehem. But if Joseph played no part in the conception of Christ, he was nonetheless essential both to the life of Jesus and to God's eternal plan of salvation. Joseph, you see, was a direct descendant of David, the shepherd king of Israel, to whom was promised by God an heir whose kingdom would have no end. During his public ministry, Jesus was often acclaimed as the son of David, and this was possible only because Joseph, his foster father, was of the house of David. But Joseph's ancestry was not the only reason he was essential to the life of Christ. Saint Joseph was indispensable also because of his personal virtue, his devotion to God, his love of Mary and Jesus, and his willingness to offer his entire life as a sacrifice of praise for the salvation of the world. This is why Joseph was described in Holy Scripture as a just man, a righteous man. This is why Joseph received the word of God in the obedience of faith, just as Mary did. This is why Joseph endured the hardships of safeguarding Mary and Jesus in Bethlehem, persevered in leading and protecting them on the road to Egypt and in exile there, and finally served as head of the Holy Family back home in Nazareth and provided for them during the formative years of Jesus, when the fatherhood of Joseph was essential to the human nature of the boy who was also God the Son. On December 8th, Pope Francis announced a special year dedicated to Saint Joseph, during which the Church invites us to understand more profoundly the essential work of Joseph in God's eternal plan of salvation, and to appreciate more deeply the true nature of fatherhood and the crucial place of fathers in the life of every human person. As we celebrate once again the holy birth of Jesus Christ, let us be mindful that while God the Father is Christ's one and only true Father, Saint Joseph stood manfully in the place of being a father to God the Son. A central work of civilization is teaching men to be true fathers to their children, and to remain faithful to them and to their mothers, no matter the cost to themselves. In all of human history, no man fulfilled this sacred duty more faithfully than Saint Joseph. And as we rejoice in the birth of the Son of God, we must be grateful for the righteous man who made the Messiah, the Son of David. Yes, Joseph was not the biological father of Jesus, but in every other way, he was a father to the Son of God. That Joseph is mostly hidden from our sight in history and in the Scriptures does not change the fact that Christ needed Joseph, the just man, to grow to full manhood himself, just as Mary needed the help of her husband to raise Jesus to maturity and to prepare them both for the cross to come. In the story of Christmas, our attention naturally goes first to the Christ child, then to his holy mother, Mary, and onto the choirs of angels who sing of God's glory, along with the bewildered shepherds who were the first to receive the gospel of Christ's birth. It is easy for us then to miss the silent and steady man holding his wife and protecting the child. But Joseph was essential to this bursting in of heaven on earth. And so we go to Joseph to learn to know, love, and serve the Messiah. The last time Joseph is mentioned alive in Scripture is at the Passover visit of the Holy Family to Jerusalem when Jesus was a boy of 12. Scripture is silent on the time and reason of Joseph's death, but one ancient guess is that the death of Joseph was the sign to Jesus that it was time for him to leave home and begin his mission. If so, then Christ would have lived under the fatherhood of Joseph for 30 years. But however long they had together, we remember tonight the beginning of their journey together as foster father and son, a journey that began in a stable in the city of David. These dimensions of the life of Saint Joseph are true at all times, but in this year especially, a time of darkness, strife, and suffering for so many people around the world, the man who is patron of the universal church, and therefore our common Godfather, can be a special source of strength and consolation for us as we celebrate the birth of Christ. God be praised for the life and love of Saint Joseph, on whom the Virgin Mother depended, and to whom even the Word made flesh was obedient in love. May Joseph's example and prayers help us all to receive with wonder and thanksgiving and praise his foster son, the Messiah and Savior, who was born for us in the city of David, the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, let us adore him.